This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Sorry for the lateness here. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara was discussing the Shal of Romi Bar Chama, who wanted to know whether a husband or a father, for that matter, could be made for the Nedarim of his wife without hearing it. It says, Vishama Isha, is that Davka or Lav Davka? Is Vishama Isha Davka or Lav Davka? And the Gemara in its final Tashma that we did so far brought a case of someone who says to an apotropist, all the Nedarim that my wife was Menader from now until I come from Makom Ploini should be annulled, and he was made for it. So you would think it would work. No, it says, Isha Yeferena. Rabbi Yoshia says only the husband. Rabbi Yonasan says, we always say Shilcha Shaladim Kamaisai. And even Rabbi Yoshia only said that it doesn't work because of Isha Yekimena Isha Yeferenu. But everyone agrees, Shilcha Shaladim Kamaisai. Aye, but the husband didn't hear it. So the Gemara, the husband didn't hear it. So the Ran asked, let the Baal, let the Shliach hear it for you. So on Sunday we did in the Iyun Shir, it's Machlik, it's the Rush and the Ran. The Rush says you can't transfer hearing. The Ran said, well, if the husband can't do it himself, he can't appoint the Shliach. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehi Midvarei. Fine. So the Gemara says, we'll start again with this answer. Hacha nami de amar le l'chi shamana mefer. Here also, it's where he says, when I hear about it, mefer la l'chi obi hufar to you. So the Gemara asks, shama lefer lahu. When he hears it, let him annul it. Says Gemara, savra duma matridna. He's afraid he's going to be busy then. We pointed out when we were learning on Shabbos, well, if he's going to be mefer it then, so then, and literally he has to go through the process of hafara when he hears it, so why in the world is he saying that it's going to be dependent on, why would he tell the shliach to do it? What exactly is the purpose of telling the shliach to do it? Let's see the rans. We didn't see these rans on Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph on the top. Hachanami de Amar Le L'chi Shamana. De Amar Le L'Apotropos. Because he tells the apotropos, Kal nedarim shatidar ishti, all the nedarim that my wife annuls, that my wife makes, hafer, they should be annulled. You should annul it. V'tachal hafaras, and the annulment will be chal l'chi shamana, when the husband hears it. Apotropos nami, b'hai lishna amar la l'isha mufalach l'chi shama balich. The apotropos also says, it should be annulled when your husband hears it. So that's the lashon that the apotropos himself says. Meaning the apotropos says the neder you made will be annulled when your husband comes back and hears. Okay, so the Gemara asks, now the Ran continues, Aval amar la stama aloi. If he says to her, Stam, they should be annulled, it doesn't work. The apotropos is not better than the husband himself. The husband himself needs to say explicitly, it's annulled when I hear about it. Kedepricious la'el. Uparchinon l'chishmi alei lefer la, let her be made for it. Dekivan de soif soif lechai le'afara ad sheshama baal hahi shaita lefer la ihu gufei, let him be made for it. The Ran deals with the question, so let the husband just be made for it now if he's worried that he's going to be busy later. If the whole concern is that he's worried that later on he'll be busy, so let him just say, whatever nadarim you make, this is going according to the Tana that holds you could be made for nadarim in advance, so let him be made for all the nadarim in advance. What does he have to get an apotropos involved? So the Ran deals with the possibility that he might be happy with the nadarim that she makes. Maybe it will be a good nether. Maybe she'll make a nether to make cholent every single day. And he likes that, you know? Maybe he'll make a nether to make cholent for breakfast and for supper 7 days a week. So And if he likes, so then what's he going to do if he likes it? He'll just be mevatel the appointment of the shliach. But if he annuls all the nedarim now, he has no recourse in case she makes a neder that he likes. Let's say she makes a neder. I make a neder that from now on, I'm going to do whatever my husband likes. So he might go for that. He might actually like that one. So this way he reserves the right to embrace the nedarim that he wants. Okay? So that was more like a hashlama of last sugya. Now we move on to the new sugya. The new sugya on this page, despite the late hour, is very short. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Chireish mahu sheyafel eshtai. A deaf person, could he be made for the nedarim of his wife? You say, well, we just asked, you have to hear the nedarim of your wife. Maybe you could say like this. Maybe really, this is taking the tzad, you don't have to hear the nedarim. If you take the tzad, you have to hear a neder to be made for it, then obviously a deaf person can't be made for it. But if you take the tzad, you don't have to hear the nedarim, well, maybe you don't have to hear as long as you're able to hear. But if you're not able to hear, then maybe it's not going to be good if you don't hear. Like the famous rule, kol she'enoi ra'oi labila bila ma'akeves. There's a rule, by mixing a carbon, the Torah says you should mix it, and there's a position that you don't have to actually mix it, you just have to be able to mix it. So mixing is not ma'akev, being able to mix is ma'akev. So the shah is like this, boy Rami Bar Chama, chire shma'o she'afra le'ishtai. Could a deaf person annul his wife's nedarim? Im timtzolim rabbal mefer b'loy shmiya. If you say a husband could annul without listening, misham davar, misham debar mishmahu, he's capable of listening. Av a chirish de la bar mishmahu, but a chirish who's not capable of listening, hainu de rabzera, this is analogous to rabzera, dam rabzera, kol haro'oi labila, anytime you're able to mix, let's say in a kli that's 60 isarain, ain bila ma'akebes, boy, mixing is not an impediment. But if it's not capable of being mixed, or maybe just listening is not imperative. Says the Ran, we're talking about a chirish that could speak. How does the Ran know that? Normally, cherish is a cherish einoi medaber veinu shamea, because in this case of einoi medaber, so he's not sane, he's not lucid. So then, if he's not lucid, can't be made for nedarim. Happens to be, I just saw, I had a very interesting sefer over Purim from a Rav Tabak in Toronto on the Megillah. What's the reason a deaf person is considered Shaita? What's the reason? Because he can't learn? It's not true. Nowadays, he could go to a special school and he could learn. He could. What is it about someone who can't hear? It can't be that he can't learn, because you could teach Chirish. So he says something very interesting that I heard from the Stipler. Said the Stipler said, contrary to, I wouldn't say popular opinion, but the way people would like to think, it's not that you have sane people and insane people. Everybody has a degree of sanity and a degree of insanity. Every human being have strands of insanity. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less. You know, the joke, which is not funny, it's not a joke. You know, there's a very fine line between brilliance and insanity. It's, by the way, sometimes it's so fine, you have lots of luck finding it, you know? But everybody has sanity and insanity. So LMI, what keeps people sane and not letting their insanity get the best of them? What keeps people sane is criticism. What keeps people sane is, are you kidding? You're spending so much on that? You're so stingy? You're so frum? You're so... In other words, what keeps people on the straight and narrow is if you have friends, if you have a spouse that tells you off and says, you know, this is, you know, steer right, steer left. But the thing is, the chirish, he has nobody to tell, to nobody to criticize, because he can't absorb it, he can't hear it. So therefore, his insanity gets the best of him. That's what the Stipler said. Okay, very interesting. It's wild. It's actually, it's very true. But anyway, very interesting. I had never seen that before. So that's the Ran is saying we're talking about a chirish that's medaber. Mishum debar mishma, he's capable of hearing. V'kiven deroi hu l'shmaya, maybe since the husband is able to hear, lay ma'akav b'shmiya, so shmiya is not ma'akav. Maskinan, the Gemara concludes, the b'chirish ma'akva b'shmiya, that by a chirish, shmiya is ma'akav. Midetanya, from the fact we learned in the Braisa, v'shama isha, and the husband heard, prat la'isha's chirish. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tashma Vishama Isha, and the husband heard, Prat Le'isha's Cheresh, to exclude the wife of a Cheresh, Shma Mina, that's all. So we see that a Cheresh cannot be made for the Nadarm of his wife. Now, does that mean, that could still mean that a husband has to be able to hear the Nadarm of his wife, and we just happen to say that neither could a Cheresh. But we don't know about the original Shaila, Rami Bar Chama. That's still up in the air. New Shaila, Boiluhu, Baal Mahu Sheyafar L'Shtei Nasha Bevas Achas. Let's say a husband has two wives. Can he simultaneously annul the Nadarm of both of them? He's married to Shprinsa and Yenta. And he says, Shprinsa, Yenta, I want to be made for both of your Nadarim simultaneously. Why? Why yeah, why no? Well, the Pasuk says, V'im b'yom shemaya isha yani oisa. Oisa. It. Oisa dafka, I love dafka. Does the word oisa mean it? Or it could be two? Says the Rani, Boilu, Baal, Mao Shiafa Lishte Nash Vasachash, Im Nadroi Shtein. Let's say they both make Nadarim. Yoimer Lehen, could he say, Mufar Lechoin? It is annulled for you. Oisa Dafka, Biyom Shemaya Isha Yani Oisa, Vaha Deboi Bebaal. This Shiloh we have about a husband who had din Ba'av, the Gabi Avnamik Siv Oisa. Is Oisa Dafka? Or lav dafka, meravina tashma in mashkin shtei soitos ka'achas. Let's say a person had two wives, and he warned both of them, don't go into seclusion with another man, and they both went into seclusion. So you can't give to drink two of them simultaneously. Why? Mimnei shaliba gas b'chaverta. Because the heart of one of them will be empowered by the other. In other words, let's say you have one guilty, one innocent. So the innocent one, who's going to drink the sota waters, not to be confused with soda waters, although they both could have the same exact effect on the internal system, so let's say one of them is guilty and one of them is innocent. So the guilty one will say, oh, look, you see, the innocent one drank the salt of waters and nothing happened to her. So, you know, she doesn't know that she was innocent. And this one who's taking the chance is guilty. So we say they can't drink simultaneously. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, lo yimin Hashem hozeh. That's not the reason why he can't give to drink to both of them at the same time. Elam Yishem Shanemar, V'hishka Oisa, Levada. It says V'hishka Oisa. It says V'hishka Es Hamayim V'hoisa Im nitma'a v'atima mal b'isha uvo v'hamayim ha'marim l'marim v'tsav sa v'itna v'naf l'reicha v'hoisa isha la'ala b'kerav ama. So, here's the thing. It doesn't actually say v'oisa. If it said oisa, you know, I could have called it a night by now. I could have said, oh, the Pasuk says V'hishka Oisa. And just like Oisa by Soita means only one woman, Oisa by Nadara means one woman. The only thing it doesn't say that. It just says V'hishka. The answer is it does say V'hishka Oisa. The word V'hishka means V'hishak Oisa. It's a compound word. That's what the word V'hishak means. V'hishka. He gave to drink to her. The mapik hey means oisa. Okay, so Look in the Ran. Sometimes her friend is tar, she's going to get arrogant. It's not because of a psychological factor. Wow. The Rush also says that other Rishonim say that the word is as if it said Oisa. So just like by Asoita, we take the word Oisa Dafka. So too, by a first nadarim, you can only do one at a time. Now, is the raya from Rabbi Huda? Or even the Tanakhama? The Ran brings an opinion that Ravina's bring a raya from the Rabbanan. I'm sorry. The Rabbanon obviously hold you could give to drink at the same time if not for the Svar of Libay Gaspa. So that means the Rabbanon hold we don't darshan Isa. That Isa is love Davka. Meaning, Ravina, it says, Am Ravina, Tashma. Tashma what? You could do it or you can't. I learned it that he's being a raya from the Rabbi Huda. That you can't do two simultaneously. Other Rishonim say, no. We're going to bring it right from Yehuda. We're going to follow the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that the word Oysa is Lav Dafka. The only reason you can't do it simultaneously is because there's a psychological factor. Had it not been for that, we're not going to darshan the Pasuk Oysa. And that's what the Tosefta says. However, the Ramban disagrees. And the Rabban says the Tanakhama is Reb Shimon, who's Doiresh Taima Dekra. We're explaining, you know why we Darshan Oysa? The Tanakhama says there's a logic to Darshan Oysa. The logic is because Shalite Liba Gaspa Chaverta. The other Tana says we don't need a logic to Darshan Oysa. So really, we're proving it the other way. So there are two ways to learn this Gemara. You could learn like some Rishonim learn we're bringing a raya from the Tanakhama, who's the Chachamim, that doesn't darshan oisa. The only reason you can't give to drink simultaneously is for the psychological factor. The Ramban learns, no, the Tanakhama is explaining the rationale for the pasuk, which indicates you can't give to drink two women simultaneously. And the other Tan holds you don't need a reason. It's just a straight out drasha. So according to that way, we see clearly that the word Oysa is meant Davka, and likewise by Afaras Nadarim, where it says Oysa, ve'imbiyam shemaya isha yani Oysa, you would only be able to be made for one neder at a time. Okay, that's Daf Ayin Gimel, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, Ayin Gimel Beis, Shkayach. Yeah. What? I guess real criticism it was better with words. Good night. Cultive.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.